Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
It is exciting, even amazing, isn't it? That today we have come to section 19 in our journey through Psalm 119. It has gone by rather quickly, hasn't it? And as we have been making our way through this psalm, we have found that just as the psalmist had grown in his relationship with the Lord, so we have grown as well. During this time in this psalm, many of us have seen our commitment to the Lord deepen. We've seen it intensify. We have even become a little more focused on the things of the Lord. Because we've been reminded just how dependent we are upon Him and upon His Word for our life, for our health, and for our eternal destiny. And this section of Psalm 119 is entitled Kaf in Hebrew, the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means the nape of the neck, the back of the neck. The place where an animal, a mother, carries her young to safety in her teeth. A striking picture of the Lord, of how, like a mother, He cares for His children. Sometimes He picks us up by the nape of the neck, and He carries us away from danger and from harm. Now, even though sometimes we don't really understand what He is doing in our lives or even where He's taking us. And this section of Psalm 119 in verse 145 through verse 152. In this section, the psalmist remembers how he had prayed in times past and how the Lord had answered those prayers and how He had carried the psalmist away from danger and into safety. And so he pleads with the Lord to once again do as He has done in the past. To help him. To pick him up by the nape of the neck and to rescue him. And so in verse 145, the psalmist says, Lord, I have cried out to you day and night. I pray without ceasing. I pray with all of my heart. Kaf in Hebrew. I have wept in agony and in tears as I have brought my distress before your throne of grace. So Lord, have mercy on me and answer me, O Lord, for I look to you and to you alone. So deliver me from my oppressors. Why? So that I might observe your statutes, not sair, so that I might guard your word by my obedience to what you have written in my broken heart, so that I might follow you with all that is within me. So in verse 146, the psalmist says again, I've cried out to you. Save me. Yashah in Hebrew. Deliver me. Rescue me. Rescue me from the danger that is all around me, from the enemies who pursue me. Deliver me from the sin that is knocking on the door of my heart. Help me in my weakness, so that I might continue to have the opportunity to live a life of integrity before you, so that I might be able to keep your testimonies, to bear witness to the truth of your word while I still have breath within me. And so, in verse 147, he says, in the morning I rise before the dawn of day. I awaken the dawn, and I cry for your help. And then I wait. Yahel in Hebrew. I wait in hope. I wait in expectation. I wait for your words of deliverance to me. And then in the evening, at the end of the day, my eyes anticipate the night watches, every hour of every day, of every night. I keep watch. I meditate on your word in the scriptures, and I sing praises to your holy name. This was the occupation, the focus of the psalmist. Whether it is day or whether it is night, our God is available to us. And he hears the cries of his children. He hears the cries of those who belong to him. That we can count. So in verse 149, the psalmist calls out to the Lord and he says, Lord, hear my voice. Shameh in Hebrew. Listen to the words of my mouth. According to your loving kindness and your goodness, according to your mercy and your faithfulness, revive me, O Lord. Hayah in Hebrew. Cause me to live according to your ordinances, according to what you have prescribed in your word, even above and beyond all that I could ever ask or think. But Lord, I can hear the footsteps of those who seek to harm me, those who pursue a life of wickedness and a life of evil. And Lord, they are drawing near to me. And they seek to tear me apart with their lies, because they are far removed from your law. They're far away from you. They do not seek your instruction or your direction from your word. But Lord, as near as they are to me, as difficult as this situation is, you are nearer to me, even by my side. So I do not fear. But Lord, they speak venomous lies against me. They hate the truth of your word, so they hate those who follow your word. But Lord, I know and I believe with all of my heart that all of your commandments are the absolute truth. And so I rest in the truth of your word. Perhaps there are not as many today who share the perspective of the psalmist, but we do. The wickedness and the lies of man will not remain forever. Their days are numbered. and their day is coming to an end. But of old, the psalmist says in verse 152, Kedem in Hebrew, from long ago, even from the beginning of my life, I have known from your testimonies that you have established and you have grounded your word, your promises in truth forever, from eternity to eternity. And now that I am older, I can testify from many years of walking with you that you have always been near to me through every season of my life. Through it all, through the ups and through the downs. So I'm confident that you will be with me to the end of my life. That is the confidence we have in our God. We walk with a God who declares the end from the beginning, who knows all things. We walk with a friend who remains with us even closer than a brother, even when everyone else who we thought we could count on has abandoned us. We walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and who gave his life for us, and who is the same yesterday and today. And we will be near him. He will be near to us, even forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.